tell you.
Oh, help yourself.
Okay. And so you say, so then he went ahead and what himself?
Using that, helped himself.
Okay. And you say, then I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already.
Asked him to pass it over to what?
I asked him to pass the bowl over to me since he had already.
Helped himself.
Okay. And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no, thank you, I don't.
Well, you'd be more careful to say no, thank you, without stating your dislike.
Uh-huh. Or would you say, I don't choose any, or I don't care for any?
Well, you might say, I don't eat asparagus, we'll say. Or asparagus doesn't agree with me. That'd be more tactful to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't eat asparagus.
Uh-huh. And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
That food would be called leftovers. Oh, you mean it's the same meal?
No. If you have for that night what you had at noon, you'd say the food had been... What?
We'd say this is a leftover from dinner,
mm-hmm.
or lunch.
And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew it.
And you say, well, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
Chew it up.
Or he could chew it, but he couldn't...
Swallow it.
And would you have a... special name for vegetables that you grow yourself for your own use?
Homegrown.
Okay. And what different names are there for whiskey that's made illegally?
Moonshine.
Uh-huh.
That's all I've ever heard. Now, let's see. Rotgut.
What does rotgut mean?
Such miserable whiskey that it rots your guts.
What about beer that you make at home?
Home brew.
Okay. And say if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you might tell someone, just...
My, that smells good.
Or you tell him, would you just that?
Might tell him what?
You might tell him, would you just that food?
Smell it.
Okay. And
or sniff it. Usually smell it.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't ever say smell of it, would you?
No. We wouldn't use the word of in there.
Uh-huh. And you might say, well, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
The real maple syrup.
Or this is gin...
This is what?
This is genuine.
No, we'd say real.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, might say genuine.
Mm-hmm. And when sugar was sold weighed out of the barrel, when you'd buy it in big quantities, you'd say you were buying it in...
large quantities.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression in bulk or in bulk?
In business circles, where a person is a wholesaler or a large dealer, it's referred to that way in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly wholesalers.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the expression, sugar was sold loose?
Sugar what?
Loose.
Yes. That would be where the grocer would measure out, say, a pound or 2 pounds into a paper bag and tie it up.
Mm-hmm.